Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
It is only fitting that on Halloween that The Undertaker returned to Monday Night Raw to join Team Raw against the fight against SmackDown Live, right? Right?
Sure.
Okay, maybe not. It is the Halloween show, and I said, Lindsay, we need music. So who does she go to?
The Undertaker.
Hey, he got name dropped, okay? It was a stretch by Heyman, but damn it, they said Taker's name on Raw, therefore we can use Taker's theme. And it's Halloween. It's not Halloween without The Undertaker. I mean, come on.
It is Halloween. It is Raw Halloween live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. It is the post-show of the Raw Halloween. I'm Sir Rock, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It's Halloween. I'm jacked up on sugar. Let's do this.
Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography present this show. Go to Instagram.com/MBG1211 to follow Matt's journey. So Monday Night Raw opened up with Goldberg. And people chanting, Goldberg. Or where are they?
I swear to God those chants were piped in. Swear to God.
It really looked like those chants were piped in. I'm not gonna lie. It did. Because there was a time where you hear the chants, but no one's lips were moving in the first 10 rows.
It's like, where are the chants coming from?
And it sounded very, very fake.
Yeah, I mean, it was very uniform. It was very clear. You could hear it. And you're kind of like, okay, all right.
They created the Goldberg chant button, maybe. Maybe.
Well, after last week, they got a little bitter, so they created the Goldberg chant button.
Possibly. We could be wrong. But they didn't even let Goldberg really speak, because out came Paul Heyman, who was trying not to piss off Goldberg, but he was there to piss off the fans, because they were pissing him off by chanting Goldberg. Heyman then brought up that he's not a physical threat to him, and so that's why he's able to actually get in the ring. And he said his client isn't just the best. He isn't a patient beast. Heyman brought up Goldberg's 1-0 record against Lesnar and that his client is able to conquer streaks like he did
The Undertaker.
Okay, I just have to point this out. One victory over somebody is not a streak. That is a singular victory. Like, I get Heyman likes to tout the thing as much as he possibly can. You are stretching, sir. You are severely stretching by saying that one victory is a streak. Two, okay, maybe. Three, definitely. One, I think not. Like, seriously. If you're going to use it aptly.
So, Paul Heyman said his client is ready for a fight, and he's not going to wait till Survivor Series. He's going to do it right here, right now. He brought out the Beast Incarnate. Well, he wasn't there, actually. Heyman said, gotcha.
pulled a little Halloween prank.
He did. And then he pointed at Goldberg's wife and son and said, they look disappointed. The son was smiling. So, you know, they play along. And he said the disappointment won't compare to the one when his client beats him at Survivor Series. Out came Rusev. The fans wanted Lana. Rusev asks Goldberg who he thinks he is. We heard another Goldberg chant. Rusev says he knows his name, and, you know, Goldberg thinks he's a superhero. But, you know, there are no such thing as superheroes. Rusev said Goldberg had the spear and had the jackhammer. He said those moves require explosiveness that he doesn't think he has anymore. He questioned whether Goldberg has the heart to keep fighting once he takes a beating. Rusev, he doesn't think Goldberg has it. Rusev told the crowd that Lesnar is not in Hartford. Rusev said Goldberg is shaking in fear. Rusev then punched Goldberg. Goldberg smiled, threw a knee, tripped, got up, jackhammered Rusev, and then Paul Heyman ate a spear. The trip was very unfortunate.
Very, very, very unfortunate. But otherwise, it was fine.
It was a good segment, but I liked Rusev. Rusev was good. But the trip did not help.
Kind of ruined the moment, honestly.
It really did. Enzo Amore and Big Cass took on Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson in a trick-or-treat street fight. I think it was a tag match. Could have been a singles. Who the hell knows? Whatever it was, they were Buzz Lightyear. They were Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
Many puns, many line drops, you know, all that good, happy, fun, happy stuff. You Got a Friend in Me was dropped. It was hilarious. In typical Enzo and Cass fashion.
Enzo Amore picked the win. It was what it was.
Go Enzo.
A lot of pumpkins, a lot of smashings. Smashing pumpkins.
Seems to be the theme for the day.
Fitting. Very, very fitting. Brian Kendrick defended the Cruiserweight title against TJ Perkins. It was a fine match. He retained the belt via countout. As he was going to go back in, he was like, nah, never mind. Then Kendrick got beat up by Perkins afterwards.
TJ had enough of his BS. Kendrick gave a really, really good promo before this match where basically he revealed his diabolical plan to get the title from Perkins. Where he's like, I used your own empathy against you because I'm a jerk like that. It was amazing.
It was. I thought it was really well done.
He sounded like this really evil 5'11" or what, however tall he is, supervillain.
Yeah, at least they're giving Kendrick a character. Him getting beat up was not the greatest thing afterwards, though.
Well, but you have to have Perkins get some level of revenge to keep him strong. But they're finally doing a storyline where it's not just, oh, hey, look, here's the Cruiserweights. We're actually getting now a legit feud.
Yeah, we're getting a legit
for the titles.
Yeah, we're getting a legit feud for the titles. Yeah, it worked. So Foley came out. He was out to talk about Survivor Series and, you know, his team and everything like that. He hyped Hell in a Cell from last night. Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho came out. And this was just them taking shots at Foley repeatedly because he needed them on Team Survivor Series. And the one funny spot was that he lost 4 Hell in a Cell matches. And, you know, the final Hell in a Cell match he lost was right here in Hartford, Connecticut.
So sad. They had to bring that up.
They had to bring them up. It was well done. Foley then made it more about himself, and yeah, out came Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns told some jokes, said he wanted to dress up like a stupid idiot, but didn't have any Jericho costumes. And Jericho threatened to put Roman on the red list, but he doesn't deserve it, so that was a nice tease of it. And then he, you know, wanted to be the U.S. champion. So tonight, in the main event, it'll be Roman Reigns versus Chris Jericho for the U.S. title. Fun little segment.
I'm honestly a little tired of every time they bring up the Cell that they make it about Foley. Like, that's one thing I think that irritated me about the women's match in particular was they made it about Foley in a way. It was ultimately about Charlotte and Sasha, but while they were doing the build, it was Foley and if Foley's experience. And to me, it's like, you have other people on that roster who have gone through Hell in a Cell that you can kind of draw from, mm-hmm. if you want to do that. But I don't even think you need to. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's you, because it's like Rollins. Rollins has been through it. Reigns has been through it. But I don't know if they fit. Like, that's the thing. So it's like, I don't know. I hate that that's all they give Foley. For everything that Foley did in his career, that is the one thing he is synonymous with. And that's the one thing he's always going to be synonymous with. And that sucks. Because he did so much more. But I'm tired of them putting Foley over when he really doesn't need to be put over for this.
Right, because when you think Violence of Hell in a Cell, you think Foley, but they've had many cell matches since then.
Yeah.
A lot more than that. But it is what it is, I guess. So Braun wanted to be on Team Raw. Foley had a battle royal. So we had a battle royal to see who gets on Team Raw.
Braun Smash.
Came down to Sami Zayn and Braun. Braun won.
Braun Smash.
Pretty much, yeah. So I'm going to just put this out there and let you describe it. New Day costumes backstage. Go.
It was the three faces of Charles Wright. We had Kama Mustafa. We had the Godfather. And we had Papa Shango. Not even kidding.
Yep. And they're the team captains for Team Raw. They talked about Team SmackDown. And yeah, nice little promo. I thought it was fun using, it was a nice costume gimmick idea. It was good. Rich Swann, Lindsay Dorado, and Cedric Alexander beat Daivari, Gulak, and Tony Nese.
Kokai!
You know how you can get this division off the ground? Because no one cares about these people. Have the heels win sometimes in these six-man tags. Wouldn't hurt. Really wouldn't hurt.
They say no.
The new women's champion of Monday Night Raw made her way to the ring, carried out like she did at Hell in a Cell.
As a queen.
As a queen does. She talked about the history she made inside the cell. She's now a three-time champion. Sasha's in a hospital bed. She's also now the team captain of Raw. She warned Nikki Bella because she put her on the shelf for a year, and she'll do it permanently if she gets in her way. She took shots at Becky Lynch, calling herself the best in the business because her title says so. Mocked Carmella and Alexa Bliss as well, but said there's a weak link on her team, mainly Bayley. So she called out Bayley, and Bayley congratulated Charlotte. Charlotte smiled and says she would say thank you, but Bayley, well, Bayley is dreaming all about it. She's achieving it. Bayley said success has gone straight to Charlotte's head. She's become the biggest jerk, and she'll never want to be a champion like her. Charlotte said she will never be a champion like her because she will never be her. Charlotte asked Bayley when she will realize this isn't NXT, this is WWE. She questioned whether Bayley is a competitor or a glorified fan wearing a Halloween costume. Bayley was sad. Charlotte said that the team is only as strong as its weakest link. Charlotte said she would be facing one of her Survivor Series teammates tonight. So, you know, she assumed it would be Dana. Oh no, it wasn't Dana. It was Nia. So we had Nia and Bayley. Nia beat Bayley. It went on probably a minute longer than it probably should have, because Nia has some weaknesses. But it was fine. I liked the whole entire thing they did with the women. What do you think?
I liked it. It was enjoyable. I'm not sure. I need confirmation that Nikki Bella is the captain.
She is, because she beat Natalya on SmackDown.
But shouldn't it be Becky?
No, they did the match between Natty and Nikki for the captaincy. That's what they did.
But Becky's the champion.
But SmackDown does it differently.
It should be Becky.
I know it should be Becky. Maybe they'll bring that up on SmackDown Live tomorrow.
I mean, that's not a shot at Nikki Bella, but it's like, Becky's the champion. Becky should be the captain.
But Becky's too focused on fighting Alexa, so that's why Nikki's the captain.
So does that mean Becky's gonna drop the title?
Maybe. We'll see.
Could be. We'll have to see. But, yeah. I like this. I enjoyed it. It was nice to see the shots fired. I still don't know if I'm 100% okay with Raw versus SmackDown, because, again, I really hate that concept of Raw versus SmackDown. I get what they're trying to do, but they never execute it well, at least when they did the brand split the last time, so I'm going to have to see how they do it this time.
Right. I get that, but I think for this format, it's going to work. Because they're going traditional. It's not like it's bragging rights. It's just Raw vs. SmackDown Survivor Series. It works.
I know, but still, I'm going to give it a chance, but I really, really don't like this. I really hate brand splits so much.
Except SmackDown Live is so good.
So SmackDown Live is really, really, really good, and the only reason I watch Raw is for Bayley and Sasha, and that's it.
Would have been Finn, but Finn got hurt.
Oh yeah. Once Finn gets better, it'll be about Finn, and that'll be fine. But yeah, SmackDown Live has Boo Boo and Luke
But Raw has Cesaro.
Yeah.
And Sheamus, who beat the Shining Stars.
No.
It was me getting that match out of the way.
No, this is a no.
They're still not getting along. They're still kind of getting along. It's entertaining, but at some point it's going to get old, and they're either going to start getting along with each other or they're going to break up. So it's like I can't invest myself in it beyond really enjoying when they fight with each other, because they bicker like a pair of old women, and it's hilarious.
Which then brought us to our main event for the U.S. title, Roman Reigns and Chris Jericho.
Are you saying that Jericho and Reigns bicker like a pair of old women?
No, I was not doing that. No, I wasn't doing that. I was just segueing to the next match. Okay?
Sure.
So they had a really good match until the dastardly Kevin Owens interfered, costing Jericho the match. But they beat down on Roman Reigns until the fans started chanting, "We want Rollins." And you know what they got? They got Seth Rollins.
Seth obliged them and came out and made the save for Roman with, against Jericho and KO. And this is awkward to say the least, because the two just sort of stared at each other for a moment.
Because, you know, he's his little brother, as he called him on Raw Talk, so, you know, there's history there.
Shield feels.
Could we get Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns on one side and Dean Ambrose on the other at Survivor Series?
And the fans chanted yes at that possibility of a reuniting Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Like, everybody was completely on board for this. That would be super awkward if Dean's on the other side, because he'd be like, wait a minute, no, I didn't sign up for this.
It really didn't sign up for this. Who agreed to this thing? What?
Shane, we need to have a talk.
I don't want to fight Roman. All right, fine, I'll fight Seth, though. I don't have a problem doing that.
Oh, Dean is always on board for beating the crap out of Seth. Always on board for that. 100%.
So they had a stare down to end Monday Night Raw. This was a fun Halloween show. It wasn't a throwaway show.
It wasn't a throwaway show. They basically burned through a couple rematches so that way they wouldn't be in the way for Survivor Series. But this was the setup for the Survivor Series in November.
So we talk rematches, means Hell in a Cell, which we talk about Thursday.
That's right. Tune in Thursday. We'll have news, we'll have notes, NXT, Hell in a Cell, and so much more. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
YouTube.com/RackRadioShow, 5 days a week. WWE 2K17 content, Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter.com. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. The CB Radio Live election party continues. Vote now at CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Am I good?
Yeah, you can go now.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And that's all I got.
At Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, or on Twitter, and facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. I knew I forgot a plug.
I was going to say, you were short. You were one short.
I know, I forgot it. I'm trying to do many different things at once. Anyway, this has been the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Hope you all had a good Halloween. We'll see you next Monday night. Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio Network.